There's a poem that that I must share with you because it is a poem for which I am justly famous. It's called The Great Fillmore Street Buffalo Drive. And I wrote this poem some years ago, and I did not submit it for publication for many years. I kept it to myself because I don't know for what reason, but I didn't publish it, and I read it, but I read it on numerous occasions. You know, I would come before audiences and I would read this poem. And it became an underground poem. And then finally, you know, I would get up on the podium like this, and I would start reading poems, and somebody in the audience would raise his hand and say, "But what about the Buffalo poem?" You know. And so it had a life, an underground kind of life of its own for many years. And then finally, I did allow it to be published, which may or may not have been a good idea. But I have to tell you about how it came to be. For many years, I lived in San Francisco. I lived in the Marina at the intersection of Beach and Fillmore. And if you know about San Francisco, the Marina is a lovely area which is down next to, right on the bay, and it's between the Fisherman's Wharf and the Golden Gate Bridge. And Fillmore is a great boulevard, actually, a very wide street which sort of crosses San Francisco north to south, and it runs into the bay. And when I went to Stanford, I drove to Stanford once or twice a week, and I would go up Fillmore Street from the Marina through Cow Hollow up to the top of Pacific Heights, which is the intersection of Fillmore and Broadway, and then out onto the freeway down to Stanford. I did this so many times, and always as I was driving up Fillmore Street, I would glory in looking in the rearview mirror, because you see down Fillmore this wonderful sight of the bay, the Golden Gate Bridge, Alcatraz, Sausalito beyond. It's one of the great views in the world. And I took it for granted for such a long time. And then one day, as I was driving up Fillmore Street, and as I was approaching the top of Pacific Heights, my imagination went wild. I caught this glimpse in the rearview mirror of the bay below me and the Golden Gate Bridge and this wonderful, wonderful panorama. And I thought to myself, what a great place for a Buffalo Drive. And then I imagined that one day the good citizens of San Francisco should be awakened by a sound they had never heard before. They go out onto their balconies, they see this great cloud of dust rising above the peninsula. They hear this bawling and the thunder of hooves. And this is a lost remnant of the great southern herd. You know, maybe 5,000 animals moving into the city of San Francisco. They come into the city, they knock the corners off buildings, they trample automobiles, they knock light posts down along the way. They take the line of least resistance, which is, of course, Van Ness Avenue. They move through the city. At Broadway, they hang a left. they move up to the top of Pacific Heights, the intersection of Broadway and Fillmore. And there on the southwest corner of that intersection is an old man on an old horse waving a red chief's blanket. And he diverts them down Fillmore Street and into the bay. Are you with me? How is that for an act of the imagination, huh? So I wrote this poem, The Great Fillmore Street Buffalo Drive. Insinuate the sun through fog upon Pacific Heights, upon the man on horseback, upon the herd ascending. There is color and clamor. And there he waves them down, those great humpbacked animals. Until their wild grace gone, they lumber and lunge, and blood blisters at their teeth, and their hooves score the street. And among boulders, they settle on the sea. He looks after them, twisted round upon his sorrow, the drape of his flag now full and formal ceremonial. One bull, animal representation of the sun, he dreams back from the brink to the green refuge of his hunter's heart. It grazes near a canyon wall, along a ribbon of light, among redbud trees, eventually into shadow. Then the hold of his eyes is broken. On the farther rim, the grasses flicker and blur. A hawk brushes rain across the dusk. Meadows recede into mountains, and here and there are moons like salmon berries upon the glacial face of the sky. That may be my greatest poem, but it's hard to say.